if you're innovating, creating, or making a difference,
this show is for you. Welcome to Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. Here on Over Coffee, we talk with artists and innovators about the process of changing the world in terms of what they do.
So these kids are taking everything from laser cutting to 3D printing, welding. In fact, one of their final projects for their welding classes, they go through a specific set of classes and they build a go-kart and take it to a local track and race it. Making is, it's whatever you want it to be.
Dylan Harder is the general manager at Vocademy The Makerspace. This Riverside-based facility covers more than 15,000 square feet and is unique among makerspaces due to its focus on education. While Vocademy, which opened in October of 2013, is a makerspace open to everyone, a local school has actually begun teaching what used to be known as shop classes on site. Meanwhile, Vocademy also offers classes for the rest of us kids from ages 14 up to, well, about 114 and beyond. Dylan, how'd you first get involved with Vocademy?
I've been working with Gene since before we came up the name for Vocademy.
Gene is Vocademy founder and CEO Gene Sherman.
Tell me about that experience coming up with the name, coming up with Vocademy.
So it was a little odd. We were in his converted bedroom slash office when we were creating the first website for the company, trying to think of what we wanted to be calling it. And going through the process, and Vocademy worked pretty well because vocation in the strictest sense means skills. So it's a skills academy.
A walk through the Vocademy facility with Dylan revealed all sorts of 21st century maker creativity, from CAD to start making a model of whatever you have in mind, to a fully equipped wood shop that was paneled in wood and had the great woody scent associated with working with fresh wood. Vocademy's electronics room currently has 8 stations where students can create with LED lights.
What's your own background as a maker?
I grew up in the Midwest originally, working on cars and farm equipment and off-road vehicles and learning how things work, taking them apart, putting them back together. Normally they worked when they were put back together, if I was lucky. And basically all of that, and I've met Gene about 10 years ago, and since then I've learned even more, and then this place has even accelerated that further.
The day we visited, Vocademy's 3-foot by 4-foot laser cutter wowed us. Dylan explained it was so huge, so it would be able to cut through 1/2-inch thick solid wood and anything that burns, as he said, but the same laser cutter can cut out a very intricate paper pattern in just about 2 minutes.
Tell me about some of the most fun things that happened for you within the first, let's say, 3 weeks of opening Vocademy.
So probably the grand opening was pretty crazy. We had hundreds and hundreds of people here. We had our congressman, we had our mayor visit, we had every single one of these rooms was filled to the gills with people, and there were some very cool ideas and projects going on, and even though the building wasn't fully operational yet, it was very cool to see that as a starting point, and then especially to see what we've accomplished here today.
Upon walking into Vocademy,
the first thing you're probably going to see is the school here that's rented out part of our facility. So this is actually a charter high school that rents 2 rooms from us, and this is high school for these kids. So they actually come to this facility for school, but then they also come and take our Vocademy classes, and we are shop class for these kids.
I am so jealous because we just had sewing class when I was a kid.
Yeah, we have a lot more than that. So these kids are taking everything from laser cutting to 3D printing, welding, and many different things. In fact, one of their final projects for their welding classes, they go through a specific set of classes, and they build a go-kart and take it to a local track and race it.
And so when are they going to be doing this?
I believe they'll actually be starting it here in a couple weeks.
And going where to race it, and do we get to see it as general public?
Yeah, so it's at Adams Kart Track. It's only a couple miles away, and I've actually got one of the carts from the previous set of kids in the back.
A sense of fun pervades Vocademy. With cosplay masks being created on 3D printers, a wall that lights up, a number of different signs that were made by members and donated to the school, Nerd School was our favorite, and, oh yes, the Raptosaur. This is a 3D printer that's the size of a small refrigerator, and members built it.
just so they could say they had made one.
Let's talk about resources for a minute. What are some of the resources you recommend to makers? Let's say that you see coming in here that are helpful to new makers. What are some of the resources that are helpful as they maybe take a prototype to market?
So there's a lot of different things that can apply based on what it is you want to go into. For one, it's friends, it's help. If you're by yourself, you're only one person working as long as you can stay awake. If you've got other people that you can rely on and split the tasks up with, you can accomplish a lot more. Even if it's an online forum, you can start chatting and coming up with plans and products and ideas, and you can achieve a lot that way. And there's a lot of support structures out there too. I mean, there's Thingiverse, the online resource for laser and 3D models. There's a lot of help out there if you just know where to look.
I love Thingiverse, by the way. I did my first 3D printing through them. Before we wrap up, what's next for Vocademy? Where are you going?
Well, right now, it's growth. It's learning how to run the business a little bit smoother. It's making everything run easier. It's making more classes, getting new equipment, more equipment. And very soon, we're working on apprenticeship programs as well to benefit the local industry even more.
Can you give me a kind of timeline on the apprenticeship programs?
Potentially starting in the next couple of months.
Wow.
Starting this summer.
How do local businesses and or prospective interns find out more about that?
Well, they can actually just come in and talk to us directly. And if not, we'll probably be seeing them soon ourselves, because we'll actually be visiting a lot of these local companies to get them on the list to be part of that program.
Dylan says Vocademy continues to tweak their facilities to make them better and better. Currently, they're looking into opening a second Southern California location.
It is in the works, but we're still at least a year or so out before we're considering that, because we want to make sure we have everything set up to make that second location run as best as it can.
And where specifically might the second location be? Nothing's definite yet.
We are working on getting towards the coast. That's actually been our eye for quite a long time.
We Southern Californians will just have to wait and see. What would you really love if people could only get one thing from you as a maker about innovation, creativity, and making a difference? What would you like them to have?
What I would have to say is telling them that making is, it's whatever you want it to be. It doesn't matter if you're going to build parts for a motorcycle or building parts for a bicycle or for a stroller or a costume for your dog or your cat or your lizard or whatever it might be. Whatever it is, it's about you enjoying something. It's about you learning new skills, applying them, building stuff, and to some extent, showing it off to all your friends.
This is great. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Now show me how I can make a costume for my lizard, please.
Will do.
You and I have been listening to Dylan Harder, General Manager at Vocademy, the Makerspace. Vocademy, the Makerspace, located in Riverside, has a listing of classes and information about memberships on their website, vocademy.com. Check them out for updates on their new internship program. Once again, that's vocademy.com. Vocademy, like vocation and academy, vocademy.com. And that concludes this edition of Over Coffee. Thank you for listening. Subscribe to Over Coffee through our website, twomaverix.com. That's twomaverix.com, twomaverix.com. And you can contact us at twomaverix@gmail.com. I'm Dot Cannon. Here's wishing you a cappuccino day.